Republican Representative Aaron Aylward got his positive diagnosis last Sunday. Since then, two other lawmakers say they've tested positive. Kent Peterson is the majority leader in the House. He says despite efforts at the Capitol to keep members safe, the virus is going to spread.
We've seen that across the country, across the state. But we have processes in place. Our business has not stopped happening, even with what we've been dealing with. We've had people testifying remotely throughout the session. We've had legislators that have worked remotely this week. And we still took the votes. We still had the hearings.
And there are still some groups visiting the Capitol to watch lawmakers debate. Representative Lynn Schneider introduces some from his district.
Senior government class from the James Valley Christian High School in Huron, South Dakota. And
the students in that class watched House activity from the visitors' gallery. The class included the grandson of late Representative Bob Glanzer. The representative was one of the first South Dakotans to die from COVID-19. House Democrats are frustrated. Jamie Smith is the leader of House Democrats. He says watching state government in person is a great tradition, but something that should be put on pause this year. Smith says at least visitors should wear a mask, but current House rules do not require masks.
And I know they're wearing them when they visit the Senate, but as soon as they cross over into the House, entire groups, no masks. Okay? That's disrespectful, I believe, to us, but also it puts them at risk because they go back to their communities. They go back to their families. We know it's here, folks. It's not a secret.
House Democrats are asking the Speaker to impose a mask requirement for the public to be consistent with current requirements in the Senate. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.